You know, once upon a time, you supported the president. That is no longer the case. Not to be redundant, but remind our audience why you don't seem to be as supportive of President Trump as you once were.
Well, I supported him, not only supported him, I campaigned with him and for him and spoke at the Republican National Convention and knew him for 20 years. And I defended him at Fox, you know, for my entire time there. And I got along with him really well until about 20 minutes ago, actually until February 28th, when he launched a regime change war on behalf of Israel with Israel on Iran, a war that every person who was paying attention knew could not be won and that would only damage the United States. And I told him that repeatedly before he did it. And it wasn't, from my perspective, just a mistake. It was like the end of an entire moment in world history where the United States, you know, has enough power to influence events. That's all done, I think, because of this. And I think it's going to dramatically affect the standard of living in the United States and in Western Europe, which I care about. I think it's the most disastrous decision any American president has made in my lifetime, and nothing comes close. So, you know, it's not that I hate Trump as a person. I feel sorry for Trump. He wasn't able to make an independent decision. He's controlled by another country. But I disapprove of it, and I'm outraged on behalf of my country, which is the United States.
Well, Tucker, why does it have to be that he's controlled by another country? Why can't
it doesn't have to be that way. It shouldn't be that way. No president should ever be controlled by another country.
Just let me ask the question.
Yeah.
Why does it have to be that, as opposed to he genuinely feels this way, and this is the decision that he made, and it's just something that you don't agree with, as opposed to him being controlled by another country?
Well, I would like that to be true. It's not true. And there are a lot of people demanding that I claim that's true, but I was there, and that's not true. It's a fact that he followed Israel into this war. He said it himself, and so did the Secretary of State. And there's this frantic effort to by agents of Israel to rewrite history and make us forget what just happened in February, which was the United States following the lead of Israel into a war that gravely harms the United States. That's what happened. Trump was not for this. I talked to him a lot about it. He made no case to the American public demonstrating that he was for it. He said, well, I don't want Iran to have a nuclear program. Okay, that's fair, I guess. I don't really care, but he cared. And then in June, last June, he said he eliminated the nuclear program. And then 6 months later, he's like, we have to go to war. And we have to kill the leader of Shia Islam because of the nuclear. It didn't make any sense. He followed Israel into this. He did this under pressure from Israel. They chose when it started. They chose the parameters of the war. And critically, they were our partner in the war. Like, literally, we went into this war with Israel. I'm not saying that because I'm a bigot or an anti-Semite or a Nazi. I'm saying this because that's what the U.S. government told us. So there has been this effort to lie about what just happened. And I've seen this a lot. I saw it with 9/11. I saw it with the Iraq War. And I'm just not going to play along again because I was there. I know what happened.
So my question would be this. He's the leader of the free world. Why does he need to follow anybody? Why is another country leading us as opposed to it being the other way around? Well, how do you explain that?
Dude, you tell me. I don't have the answer. I said this to him directly. I said this to him during the 12-day war in last June, you know, which Israel started. And we didn't benefit from it. Obviously, we went to war again. That was the beginning of the regime change war that they planned and wanted for their own reasons. It had nothing to do with our strategic goals or our interests at all. It only hurt the United States. It killed a bunch of Americans. It's going to drive us out of the region, destroyed all of our bases on the Gulf. It's a disaster. So I told him at the time, you are being led around by the nose by Netanyahu and everyone can see it. And, you know, he didn't like to hear that, but it was a fact. And it remains
a fact. What did he say to you when you told him?
Why is that?
When you said that to him, when you said those words that you just said, what did he say to you? What did you say to him? What did he say to you in response?
I think you know Trump, so you can picture the scene.
Yes.
Trump hates confrontation, direct confrontation. Hates it. Can't deal with it at all. He likes everyone to get along. He likes to tell jokes. And I like this about him. I'm not criticizing it at all. He said, oh, no, it's going to be totally fine. That's not true. And it's fine. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. And then he had someone else call and say that he was offended by it, which I understand. You know, I shouldn't have said that. I snapped. I was so frustrated. This is embarrassing. I'm an American. Whatever you think of this country, which has treated me very well, and, you know, my family's been here forever. I like America. I live here. My kids live here. This hurts America. And I don't like to see the United States humiliated because it's my country. And that's humiliating. Why are you taking orders from a country of 9 million people with no resources? And I'm not even attacking Israel. I'm attacking our leaders.
Tucker Carlson, in 2021, you probably wrote that you hated Trump passionately. You later supported him in 2024. So here's the question. Why should listeners see this latest break as principle rather than another pivot on your side, on your part? How do you answer that?
Well, I've had many, many pivots, and I've already explained two of them. You know, I was wrong.
Yes, you have.
Because I'm wrong a lot, you know, I guess. I mean, I flatter myself and say I'm not wrong a lot, but I certainly am wrong sometimes and wrong on big things. I was wrong on Trump, and I was wrong on the Iraq War, and I'm sure a million other things. But anyway, I mean, I don't know what to say. People can judge whether I'm sincere or not. I don't really know what I'm getting out of this, actually. I've gotten really nothing out of any of it. And I'm not going to whine and say I've lost a lot, but some, including friendships. So I don't really know what my motive would be, but if I can't convince people, I can't. But I'm just telling you, I happened to be there and pretty close and saw a lot of stuff that is like so bad for this country. It's such a total betrayal. Now, I would just say quickly that, yeah, I got mad at Trump in a private text message, which Fox stole from me and sent to the New York Times. Like, that's a whole nother story, kind of crazy. But I wrote that to one of my producers, because Trump had made me mad in 2001, right after the election. Okay, I get, you know, I've been mad at people I love. But I decided that Trump was the option to the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership. He wasn't a Republican. He was a challenge to the Republicans. He came from outside the system. This was how I thought of it. And as they tried to put him in jail and shoot him and all this stuff, I was like, see, it's totally real. You know, it's not a fake thing. I mean, they're trying to put him in jail. That's what I thought. And I still kind of think that. But somewhere along the line, after that Butler shooting in Pennsylvania in July of 2024, he changed like 180 degrees and started doing things that he ran against doing. And so, like, you tell me what that is. I don't know. I don't think Trump's a great actor. I don't think he was lying before. I think something changed him.
Something changed for him after the Butler shooting. You just think it's just that simple. You don't have no
idea
what it is.
Well, I don't know if it's that simple.
Okay, but you have no idea.
I don't know
what it is.
If anything's simple. Well, let me tell you what I do know. No, I don't. Just to be clear, I don't know. And if I did, I would say it instantly. I know that Trump shut down the investigation into the Butler shooting. It doesn't make any sense. There's a lot of material that the FBI gathered into Thomas Crooks, who he was talking to on his burner phone, who he was talking to online, who he trained with at the range. They have tape of that. They've not released any of it. And I pushed them really hard. The FBI director, the deputy director, the guy in charge of the investigation, I talked to them all. Why can't we see this information? And they wouldn't answer the question. Turns out Trump told them not to release it, to shut down the investigation. He's a lone gunman. He's dead. We don't need to know anymore. Okay, then why can't I see the information that you gathered? Did he have contact with law enforcement before the shooting? Why can't you answer that question? And instead they yelled at me and called me names. The Trump people did. And I was like, if that's your response, then I think, like, I've got a bunch of kids. And if I say, hey, what are you doing? And they're like, shut up, racist. I'm like, I'm pretty sure you're doing something wrong then, if you're attacking me for asking. Like, it's just a tell. And so that's all I know. But I can't think of a non-sinister reason for Trump to shut down an investigation into his own attempted murder. Maybe you can, but I can't. I think it's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen in my life. And I know that at that moment, he started assembling, right after that, he started assembling his transition team. And I was really close to that. I knew everyone on it. And all of a sudden, these people are like, wait a second, would this guy, why would we appoint John Ratcliffe to CIA when he's the opposite of what you're running on? Like, John Ratcliffe is the opposite of what you're promising voters. Why would you do that? And I noticed this stuff and I was like, this is very odd. But I didn't kind of put it together because I'm not a genius. And then by the time we got to Iran, I was like, oh, wait a second. Mm-hmm. I think this whole thing's been in progress for a long time. And the point is not to eliminate Iran's nuclear program. Nobody cares. Mm-hmm. The point is to reshuffle the deck globally and to diminish the Gulf states, to get the United States out of the Middle East, I think to end the petrodollar, to crush Europe. Like, there are big things going on. And the rest of us are so caught up in whatever BS crap the media is putting on here, we don't see it. But I'm just telling you, in 5 years, it's going to be a different world. I hope a better world, but it's going to be a different world.